Question 1. What is the form of government of the United States? Republic. Constitution-based federal republic. Representative democracy. Question 2. What is the supreme law of the land? U.S. Constitution. Question 3. Name one thing the U.S. Constitution does. Forms the government. Defines powers of government. Defines the parts of government. Protects the rights of the people. Question 4. The U.S. Constitution starts with the words, "We the people." What does "we the people" mean? Self-government. Popular sovereignty. Consent of the governed. People should govern themselves. Example of social contract. Question 5. How are changes made to the U.S. Constitution? Amendments. The amendment process. Question 6. What does the Bill of Rights protect? The Basic Rights of Americans. The Basic Rights of People Living in the United States. Question 7. How many amendments does the U.S. Constitution have? 27. Question 8. Why is the Declaration of Independence important? It says America is free from British control. It says all people are created equal. It identifies inherent rights. It identifies individual freedoms. Question 9. What founding document said the American colonies were free from Britain? Declaration of Independence. Question 10. Name two important ideas from the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. Equality. Liberty. Social contract. Natural rights. Limited government. Self-government. Question 11. The words life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are in what founding document? Declaration of Independence. Question 12. What is the economic system of the United States? Capitalism. Free market economy. Question 13. What is the rule of law? Everyone must follow the law. Leaders must obey the law. Government must obey the law. No one is above the law. Question 14. Many documents influenced the U.S. Constitution. Name one. Declaration of Independence. Articles of Confederation. Federalist Papers. Anti-Federalist Papers. Virginia Declaration of Rights. Fundamental Orders of Connecticut. Mayflower Compact. Iroquois Great Law of Peace. Question 15. There are three branches of government. Why? So one part does not become too powerful. Checks and balances. Separation of powers. Question 16. Name the three branches of government. Legislative, executive, and judicial. Congress, president, and the courts. Question 17. The President of the United States is in charge of which branch of government? Executive branch. Question 18. What part of the federal government writes laws? U.S. Congress. U.S. or National Legislature. Legislative branch. Question 19. What are the two parts of the U.S. Congress? Senate and House of Representatives. Question 20. Name one power of the U.S. Congress. Writes laws. Declares war. Makes the federal budget. Question 21. How many U.S. senators are there? 100. Question 22. How long is a term for a U.S. senator? 6 years. Question 23. Who is one of your state's U.S. senators now? Answers will vary. District of Columbia residents and residents of U.S. territories should answer that D.C., or the territory where the applicant lives, has no U.S. senators. Question 24. How many voting members are in the House of Representatives? 435. Question 25. How long is a term for a member of the House of Representatives? 2 years. Question 26. Why do U.S. representatives serve shorter terms than U.S. senators? To more closely follow public opinion. Question 27. How many senators does each state have? 2. Question 28. Why does each state have 2 senators? Equal representation for small states. The Great Compromise, Connecticut Compromise. Question 29. Name your U.S. representative. Answers will vary. Residents of territories with non-voting delegates or resident commissioners may provide the name of that delegate or commissioner. Also acceptable is any statement that the territory has no voting representatives in Congress. Question 30. What is the name of the Speaker of the House of Representatives now? Visit uscis.gov/citizenship/test updates for the name of the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Question 31. Who does a U.S. Senator represent? Citizens of their state. People of their state. Question 32. Who elects U.S. senators? Citizens from their state. Question 33. Who does a member of the House of Representatives represent? Citizens in their congressional district. Citizens in their district. People from their congressional district. People in their district. Question 34. Who elects members of the House of Representatives? Citizens from their congressional district. Question 35. Some states have more representatives than other states. Why? Because of the state's population. Because they have more people. Because some states have more people. Question 36. The President of the United States is elected for how many years? 4 years. Question 37. The President of the United States can serve only 2 terms. Why? Because of the 22nd Amendment. To keep the president from becoming too powerful. Question 38. What is the name of the President of the United States now? Visit uscis.gov/citizenship/test updates for the name of the President of the United States. Question 39. What is the name of the Vice President of the United States now? Visit uscis.gov/citizenship/test updates for the name of the Vice President of the United States. Question 40. If the President can no longer serve, who becomes President? The Vice President of the United States. Question 41. Name one power of the President. Signs bills into law. Vetoes bills. Enforces laws. Commander-in-Chief of the military. Chief diplomat. Question 42. Who is Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. military? The President of the United States. Question 43. Who signs bills to become laws? The President of the United States. Question 44. Who vetoes bills? The President of the United States. Question 45. Who appoints federal judges? The President of the United States. Question 46. The executive branch has many parts. Name one. President of the United States. Cabinet. Federal departments and agencies. Question 47. What does the President's cabinet do? Advises the President of the United States. Question 48. What are 2 cabinet-level positions? Attorney General. Secretary of Agriculture. Secretary of Commerce. Secretary of Defense. Secretary of Education. Secretary of Energy. Secretary of Health and Human Services. Secretary of Homeland Security. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Secretary of the Interior. Secretary of Labor. Secretary of State. Secretary of Transportation. Secretary of the Treasury. Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Vice President of the United States. Question 49. Why is the Electoral College important? It decides who is elected president. It provides a compromise between the popular election of the president and congressional selection. Question 50. What is one part of the judicial branch? Supreme Court. Federal courts. Question 51. What does the judicial branch do? Reviews laws. Explains laws. Resolves disputes, disagreements about the law. Decides if a law goes against the U.S. Constitution. Question 52. What is the highest court in the United States? Supreme Court. Question 53. How many seats are on the Supreme Court? 9. Question 54. How many Supreme Court justices are usually needed to decide a case? 5. Question 55. How long do Supreme Court justices serve? For life. Lifetime appointment. Until retirement. Question 56. Supreme Court justices serve for life. Why? To be independent of politics. To limit outside political influence. Question 57. Who is the Chief Justice of the United States now? Visit uscis.gov/citizenship/test-updates for the name of the Chief Justice of the United States. Question 58. Name one power that is only for the federal government. Print paper money. Mint coins. Declare war. Create an army. Make treaties. Set foreign policy. Question 59. Name one power that is only for the states. Provide schooling and education. Provide protection, police. Provide safety, fire departments. Give a driver's license. Approve zoning and land use. Question 60. What is the purpose of the 10th Amendment? It states that the powers not given to the federal government belong to the states or to the people. Question 61. Who is the governor of your state now? Answers will vary. District of Columbia residents should answer that D.C. does not have a governor. Question 62. What is the capital of your state? Answers will vary. District of Columbia residents should answer that D.C. is not a state and does not have a capital. Residents of U.S. territories should name the capital of the territory. Question 63. There are four amendments to the U.S. Constitution about who can vote. Describe one of them. Citizens 18 and older can vote. You don't have to pay a poll tax to vote. Any citizen can vote. Women and men can vote. A male citizen of any race can vote. Question 64. Who can vote in federal elections, run for federal office, and serve on a jury in the United States? Citizens. Citizens of the United States. U.S. citizens. Question 65. What are three rights of everyone living in the United States? Freedom of expression. Freedom of speech. Freedom of assembly. Freedom to petition the government. Freedom of religion. The right to bear arms. Question 66. What do we show loyalty to when we say the Pledge of Allegiance? The United States. The flag. Question 67. Name two promises that new citizens make in the Oath of Allegiance. Give up loyalty to other countries. Defend the U.S. Constitution. Obey the laws of the United States. Serve in the military if needed. Serve, help do important work for the nation if needed. Be loyal to the United States. Question 68. How can people become United States citizens? Naturalize. Derive citizenship. Be born in the United States. Question 69. What are two examples of civic participation in the United States? Vote. Run for office. Join a political party. Help with a campaign. Join a civic group. Join a community group. Give an elected official your opinion on an issue. Contact elected officials. Support or oppose an issue or policy. Write to a newspaper. Question 70. What is one way Americans can serve their country? Vote. Pay taxes. Obey the law. Serve in the military. Run for office. Work for local, state, or federal government. Question 71. Why is it important to pay federal taxes? Required by law. All people pay to fund the federal government. Required by the U.S. Constitution, 16th Amendment. Civic duty. Question 72. It is important for all men age 18 through 25 to register for the Selective Service. Name one reason why. Required by law. Civic duty. Makes the draft fair, if needed. Question 73. The colonists came to America for many reasons. Name one. Freedom. Political liberty. Religious freedom. Economic opportunity. Escape persecution. Question 74. Who lived in America before the Europeans arrived? American Indians. Native Americans. Question 75. What group of people was taken and sold as slaves? Africans. People from Africa. Question 76. What war did the Americans fight to win independence from Britain? American Revolution. The American Revolutionary War. War for American Independence. Question 77. Name one reason why the Americans declared independence from Britain. High taxes. Taxation without representation. British soldiers stayed in Americans' houses, boarding, quartering. They did not have self-government. Boston Massacre. Boston Tea Party, Tea Act. Stamp Act. Sugar Act. Townsend Acts. Intolerable, coercive acts. Question 78. Who wrote the Declaration of Independence? Thomas Jefferson. Question 79. When was the Declaration of Independence adopted? July 4, 1776. Question 80. The American Revolution had many important events. Name one. Battle of Bunker Hill. Declaration of Independence. Washington crossing the Delaware. Battle of Trenton. Battle of Saratoga. Valley Forge encampment. Battle of Yorktown. British surrender at Yorktown. Question 81. There were 13 original states. Name 5. New Hampshire. Massachusetts. Rhode Island. Connecticut. New York. New Jersey. Pennsylvania. Delaware. Maryland. Virginia. North Carolina. South Carolina. Georgia. Question 82. What founding document was written in 1787? U.S. Constitution. Question 83. The Federalist Papers supported the passage of the U.S. Constitution. Name one of the writers. James Madison. Alexander Hamilton. John Jay. Publius. Question 84. Why were the Federalist Papers important? They helped people understand the U.S. Constitution. They supported passing the U.S. Constitution. Question 85. Benjamin Franklin is famous for many things. Name one. Founded the first free public libraries. First Postmaster General of the United States. Helped write the Declaration of Independence. Inventor. U.S. diplomat. Question 86. George Washington is famous for many things. Name one. Father of our country. First President of the United States. General of the Continental Army. President of the Constitutional Convention. Question 87. Thomas Jefferson is famous for many things. Name one. Writer of the Declaration of Independence. Third President of the United States. Doubled the size of the United States. Louisiana Purchase. First Secretary of State. Founded the University of Virginia. Writer of the Virginia Statute on Religious Freedom. Question 88. James Madison is famous for many things. Name one. Father of the Constitution. Fourth President of the United States. President during the War of 1812. One of the writers of the Federalist Papers. Question 89. Alexander Hamilton is famous for many things. Name one. First Secretary of the Treasury. One of the writers of the Federalist Papers. Helped establish the first bank of the United States. Aide to General George Washington. Member of the Continental Congress. Question 90. What territory did the United States buy from France in 1803? Louisiana Territory. Louisiana. Question 91. Name one war fought by the United States in the 1800s. War of 1812. Mexican-American War. Civil War. Spanish-American War. Question 92. Name the U.S. war between the North and the South. The Civil War. Question 93. The Civil War had many important events. Name one. Battle of Fort Sumter. Emancipation Proclamation. Battle of Vicksburg. Battle of Gettysburg. Sherman's March. Surrender at Appomattox. Battle of Antietam, Sharpsburg. Lincoln was assassinated. Question 94. Abraham Lincoln is famous for many things. Name one. Freed the slaves. Emancipation Proclamation. Saved or preserved the Union. Led the United States during the Civil War. 16th President of the United States. Delivered the Gettysburg Address. Question 95. What did the Emancipation Proclamation do? Freed the slaves. Freed slaves in the Confederacy. Freed slaves in the Confederate States. Freed slaves in most Southern states. Question 96. What U.S. war ended slavery? The Civil War. Question 97. What amendment gives citizenship to all persons born in the United States? 14th Amendment. Question 98. When did all men get the right to vote? After the Civil War. During Reconstruction. With the 15th Amendment. 1870. Question 99. Name one leader of the women's rights movement in the 1800s. Susan B. Anthony. Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Sojourner Truth. Harriet Tubman. Lucretia Mott. Lucy Stone. Question 100. Name one war fought by the United States in the 1900s. World War I. World War II. Korean War. Vietnam War. Persian Gulf War. Question 101. Why did the United States enter World War I? Because Germany attacked U.S. civilian ships. To support the Allied powers, England, France, Italy, and Russia. To oppose the Central Powers, Germany, Austria-Hungary, the Ottoman Empire, and Bulgaria. Question 102. When did all women get the right to vote? 1920. After World War I. With the 19th Amendment. Question 103. What was the Great Depression? Longest economic recession in modern history. Question 104. When did the Great Depression start? The Great Crash, 1929. Stock Market Crash of 1929. Question 105. Who was president during the Great Depression and World War II? Franklin Roosevelt. Question 106. Why did the United States enter World War II? Bombing of Pearl Harbor. Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. To support the Allied powers, England, France, and Russia. To oppose the Axis powers, Germany, Italy, and Japan. Question 107. Dwight Eisenhower is famous for many things. Name one. General during World War II. President at the end of, during, the Korean War. 34th President of the United States. Signed the Federal Aid Highway Act of 1956, created the interstate system. Question 108. Who was the United States' main rival during the Cold War? Soviet Union. USSR. Russia. Question 109. During the Cold War, what was one main concern of the United States? Communism. Nuclear war. Question 110. Why did the United States enter the Korean War? To stop the spread of communism. Question 111. Why did the United States enter the Vietnam War? To stop the spread of communism. Question 112. What did the civil rights movement do? Fought to end racial discrimination. Question 113. Martin Luther King Jr. is famous for many things. Name one. Fought for civil rights. Worked for equality for all Americans. Worked to ensure that people would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Question 114. Why did the United States enter the Persian Gulf War? To force the Iraqi military from Kuwait. Question 115. What major event happened on September 11, 2001 in the United States? Terrorists attacked the United States. Terrorists took over two planes and crashed them into the World Trade Center in New York City. Terrorists took over a plane and crashed into the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia. Terrorists took over a plane originally aimed at Washington, D.C., and crashed in a field in Pennsylvania. Question 116. Name one U.S. military conflict after the September 11, 2001 attacks. Global War on Terror. War in Afghanistan. War in Iraq. Question 117. Name one American Indian tribe in the United States. Apache. Blackfeet. Cayuga. Cherokee. Cheyenne. Chippewa. Choctaw. Creek. Crow. Hopi. Huron. Inupiat. Lakota. Mohawk. Mohegan. Navajo. Oneida. Onondaga. Pueblo. Seminole. Seneca. Shawnee. Sioux. Teton. Tuscarora. For a complete list of tribes, please visit bia.gov. Question 118. Name one example of an American innovation. Light bulb. Automobile. Cars. Internal combustion engine. Skyscrapers. Airplane. Assembly line. Landing on the moon. Integrated circuit, IC. Question 119. What is the capital of the United States? Washington, D.C. Question 120. Where is the Statue of Liberty? New York Harbor. Liberty Island. Also acceptable are New Jersey, near New York City, and on the Hudson River. Question 121. Why does the flag have 13 stripes? Because there were 13 original colonies. Because the stripes represent the original colonies. Question 122. Why does the flag have 50 stars? Because there is one star for each state. Because each star represents a state. Because there are 50 states. Question 123. What is the name of the national anthem? The Star-Spangled Banner. Question 124. The nation's first motto was E Pluribus Unum. What does that mean? Out of many, one. We all become one. Question 125. What is Independence Day? A holiday to celebrate U.S. independence from Britain. The country's birthday. Question 126. Name three national U.S. holidays. New Year's Day. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. President's Day, Washington's birthday. Memorial Day. Independence Day. Labor Day. Columbus Day. Veterans Day. Thanksgiving Day. Christmas Day. Question 127. What is Memorial Day? A holiday to honor soldiers who died in military service. Question 128. What is Veterans Day? A holiday to honor people in the U.S. military. A holiday to honor people who have served in the U.S. military.